I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. For years, Meridian Canine Rescue has been working to help at-risk dogs, providing important community education and resources to caregivers. And like many animal nonprofits, though, they are in need of support, which is why they've partnered with the Boise Bully Breed Rescue to host an evening of music bingo that will not only help to make a difference, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Joining us now to talk more is Karina Lozano, the board president of Meridian Canine Rescue. Karina, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello.
So for folks who aren't familiar with Meridian Canine Rescue and what you do, can you tell us a little bit more about your nonprofit?
Sure. We were established in 2008. We have been located in Meridian the past few years. We pretty much focus on dogs. And we made our mission to save lives through storytelling and education. We mainly right now help at-risk dogs with behavioral issues that will normally be euthanized in high intake shelters. And recently this year, we just moved from our renting property in Meridian to a farm in Emmett. So we are going to have a bigger space for our dogs that need rehabilitation. And also we are working on growing more species, so not only dogs, and also have classes there and have people coming and just learning more about the importance of behavior and training. So more dogs mm-hmm. can stay in their homes, get the support they need, and just reduce the shelter population.
So Karina, what is an at-risk dog?
So dogs that enter to shelters, normally their circle or their cycle of life there will be that they get vetted, you know, they get assessed and they find a home right away. That's normally for a dog that has, you know, traits and skills that are okay to be on a shelter, that it's loud, has a lot of people coming in and out, and they are handled by several people as well, barking, you name it. So there are some mm-hmm. other dogs that are already being surrendered because they already were anxious, or they already were shy, or they already were a little bit reactive. That's really hard for them to survive on a shelter where you have hundreds of dogs next to each other in kennels. So normally these dogs will deteriorate their quality of life on a high intake shelter, and they will be first on the list for euthanasia. So they don't suffer, you know, living in an environment they cannot handle. So that's normally the at-risk dogs that we take from other shelters and also from owner surrenders that believe their dog wouldn't survive on a shelter environment.
So, you know, a lot of times when you hear about euthanasia among dogs, it seems like behavioral issues are listed as one of the main reasons. Are deaths like this preventable with the right kind of care that your organization provides?
Yes. So there's the behavioral spectrum is big. So we try to mm-hmm. assess and see, and just to give you kind of like a simple answer, 90% of aggression on a dog is caused by fear. So there's a lot of things that we don't know when a dog may seem really problematic, you know, hard to handle, unless you really take the time in a low stress environment to understand their triggers, what's happening, what happened before. What are we doing now to help that animal kind of like show us why the behavior is like that, then it's hard to tell. So that's why a lot of shelters just don't have the resources, don't have the space, don't have the low stress environment to help dogs get better. So our program, that's what we do. We have a small amount of animals. They're all in special rooms. They are not in kennels. They are relaxed. They get training 24/7. Every time that they get a meal, they get trained at the same time and they get out and enjoy a hike. So all these kind of help us understand the behavior and do behavior modification and be able to manage better the issues that they may have and find a more suitable home that understand what the problem is and what it's needed to have a good quality of life for the family and for the dog.
Karina, I have less than 2 minutes with you, so I really want to quickly get to your upcoming event, Music Bingo. Tell us a little bit about it real quick, because it's going to be held at the Clubhound.
Yes, so Clubhound is a new dog bar that opened in Garden City a few months ago. They were really kind to give us the venue to get that. So the music bingo is going to be 2 hours of super fun. And instead of numbers, if you play bingo before, it's going to be music. So you have you will get a bingo card, but instead of numbers, you will see the title of a song, and we have themes. So there's a round for 80s song. And then whoever start hearing the music and have that song in their card, they just mark it and then play bingo like a normal bingo. We are sharing proceeds with Boise Bully Breed Rescue, that it's another great organization. So we decided to collaborate so we can get a bigger audience to participate. Club Hound is a really nice venue. I would recommend go and check it out at our event in case you want to be a member and bring your dog. We're going to have 50-50 raffle baskets. We're going to be there also providing information. So it's going to be a ton of fun.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us today. We've been speaking with Karina Lozano, the board president of Meridian Canine Rescue, talking about the nonprofit's upcoming music bingo event. It's happening this Thursday, October 17th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Club Hound. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.